శృంగక్ష్మాబృన్నివాసే శుకముఖమునిసేవ్యమానాంగ్రిపద్మే స్వాంగఛాయా విదూతామృతకరసురరాడ్వాహనే వాక్సవిత్రీ శంభూ శ్రీనాథ ముఖ్యామరవర నికరై మోదత పూజ్యమానే విద్యాం శుద్ధాం చ బుద్ధిం కమలజదైతే సత్వరం దేహి మహ్యం విద్యాం శుద్ధాం చ బుద్ధిం కమలజదైతే సత్వరం దేహి మహ్యం శృంగక్ష్మాభృన్నివాసే శుకముఖమునిసేవ్యమానాంఘ్రిపద్మే స్వాంగఛాయా విధూతామృతకర సురరాడ్వాహనే వాక్సవిత్రీ శంభో శ్రీనాథ ముఖ్యామరవర నికరై మోదత పూజ్యమానే విద్యాం శుద్ధాం చ బుద్ధిం కమలజదయితే సత్వరం దేహి మహ్యం. ఇప్పుడు బికాస్ నౌ వై ఐ ప్రొలాంగ్డ్ దెన్ ద వర్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ వోకేటివ్ కేస్. సి సపోజ్ వసంత కమ్స్ అట్నే వేరే వసంత కా ఇన్ వోకేటివ్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్. So I had to make my calling effective. So in keeping that, I gave more pressure. I prolonged the sound. Vowel. Vocative can prolong. Appuda, it means you really make the person hear that you're calling. Then you make it. That's why all the words are in vocative case. Believe it to me. Then you're only asking only, there's only one prayer. What is that? Dehi. మహ్యం దేహి. దేహి ఇస్ ఇంపరేటివ్ వర్బ్, సెకండ్ పర్సన్ త్వం దేహి మే యూ గివ్. అండ్ హూ డూ యూ గివ్? యూ షుడ్ గివ్ మీ. మహ్యం, మహ్యం ఎనక్, టు మీ. మహ్యం దేహి, గివ్ టు మీ. యూ గివ్ మీ, సో బ్లెస్ మీ విత్. సో గివ్ మీ వాట్ టాస్కింగ్? శుద్ధాం బుద్ధిం, ప్యూర్ మైండ్. So, I know I need to have pure mind for jnanam, for contemplation. See, to be focused, to understand the teaching, to remember the teaching, to reflect upon the teaching, to dwell upon the teaching, my mind must be available. Na? You can do any wonders with your mind, but you're available. Na? The problem is, we want to do a lot of things, but mind is not available. Attention goes here and there. So, because of the disturbance. Because of impurities. Because jealousy disturbs, hatred disturbs, anger disturbs. Isn't it? And then likes and dislikes disturb, desires disturb. So you can't undo desires, undo any of the emotions. But these emotions do disturb us. Disturbance means, suppose the jealousy is there, hatred is there, anger is there, fear is there, anxiety is there. Or likes and dislikes are there also, desires are there. Some great passion is there also. Sometimes, you have no say over them, they just rise and then the mind is disturbed. Any of these, not all of them, any one of these emotions is there, it disturbs the mind, attention gets distracted. Then impurities disturb the mind. They are called impurities, it disturbs the mind. So you do, now if all of them are resolved, temporarily at least managed, you have pure mind. Pure mind means the mind which is not disturbed by emotions is a pure mind. The mind which is disturbed by emotions is impure mind. So, and if the disturbed mind is there, you cannot focus, you cannot listen, you cannot understand, you cannot assimilate, you cannot reflect on. To do anything shastram, you need the pure mind. So, first prayer is what? Shuddham buddhim dehi me. Dehi mahyam. Devi, please, I know I need to see, we understand. Living life karma yoga, living one's life consciously, always in with dharma, conscious, being conscious of dharma, doing everything. Of course, the prayerful life, worshipful, etc. is all for mental purity. But still, sometimes obstacles are so much that we want that, we try our best to have pure mind. In spite of all our efforts, we don't have pure mind. We are disturbed by pure mind. Means not that we don't want to have pure mind. Natural. The mind being impure is very natural. Impure mind is the mind which is disturbed by the impurities. Emotions. It's called impure mind. So, we seek Bhagavan specifically not to be disturbed by emotions or to have mastery over the mind. So, we say Shuddham Buddhim Dehi Mahyam. And it's very beautiful mantra. Stotram, because we seek Devi's grace genuinely when you ask for it. I know I must have clean buddhi. Shuddham buddhim mahim dehi. Then, not only that, vidya. So, pure mind and also knowledge in which I don't need to pray for mental purification. In knowledge there will be purity by itself, isn't it? So, vidyam mahyam dehi, shuddham buddhim mahyam dehi. Give me pure mind, give me knowledge. Isn't it? What else do you need to ask? Nothing. You need not ask for anything else. If you are asking for these two things, means your physical health also is taken care of. Because you are not even bothered about the body. Body is subject to have all the problems. One day it will definitely fall apart, disintegrated naturally. Before it falls apart, it will go through lots of problems in between. We take care of all those things. We don't need to want to waste my time asking for physical health. He only asked pray specifically for, please bless me with clear vision, which is knowledge, and also mental purification. Then the pure mind. Shuddham buddhim mahyam dehi, vidya mahyam dehi. Only pray for two things. And then, Sattvaram dehi. Sattvaram means what? Don't delay. Sattvaram means quickly, soon. Sattvaram is an adverb, no? Soon, quickly. So the rest of the verse, all the words are the names of Devi. We are addressing her, and all the words are in vocative case.
Shringakshmabhannivase Shukamukha munibhissevyamanangripadme Swangachhaya vidhuta amritakara suraradvahane Vaksavitri Shambhu Srinatha mukhyamaravaranikare Modatav pujyamane Vidyam Shuddham Chabuddhim Kamalajadayite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam.
See, what it all thought means here, Kamalaja, Kamalam means lotus. And Brahma was born in the lotus, which came out of Vishnu's navel. So Kamalajaha, Kamale Jataha, Kamalajaha. One was born in the lotus, up in the lotus called Kamalajaha. So Lord Brahma is said to be Kamalajaha. And Daita means beloved wife. So Kamalaja Daita means Saraswati, Sharada, wife of Brahma. Is called Kamalaja Daita. O Saraswati, wife of Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Kamalaja Daite, Daita. See, Daitaha, beloved husband. Daita, beloved wife. So, Daite, vocative case. Kamalaja Daite, O wife of Brahma, or Brahma's wife. Sattvaram Mahyam, Shuddham Buddhim Cha Vidyam, Vidyam Shuddham Buddhim Cha Dehi. Hey Saraswati, please bless me with knowledge and mental purity quickly, soon. So, these are all words now, vocative case. Shringakshma Brinnivasa. Shringakshma Brinnivasa. You break that word, Sringa, Kshma, Bhrit, Nivasa. It's a nominative. Devi's, Sharada Devi's name is Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivasa. In vocative case, Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivase. So Sringa is a Sringagiri, the place Sringagiri, and Kshma Bhrit means the place. Kshma means earth, and Kshma Bhrit means literally a place. So Sringa Kshma Bhrit Nivasa, Nivasati iti Nivasa. She who resides in the place called Sringeri, Sringagiri. She who resides in Sringeri is said to be Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivasa. Kshma literally means earth. So Kshma Bhrit means a place in a place in Sringeri is called Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivasa. Sringa Kshma Bhrit. And the Nivasa, one who resides. See, Nivasaha, he who resides. Nivasa, she who resides. So Sharada Devi is said to be Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivasa. She who resides in a place in Sringeri. A place called Sringeri. So Sringa Kshma Bhrin Nivasa. So in vocative, O Devi who resides in the place called Sringeri, Sringagiri. Then Shuka Mukha Munibis Sevyamana Angri Padma. Padmam means lotus, but here Angri means feet. Angri Padma means the lotus feet. Angri Padma means the lotus feet. The lotus feet, what about the lotus feet? They are always bowed, worshipped. Sevyamana. Sevyamana means being bowed, being worshipped. So, she whose lotus feet are bowed to or worshipped is called Sevyamana Angri Padma. But her lotus feet are bowed, worshipped by whom? See, the third case comes Munibihi. Munibihi is a third case. Munibihi by saints, by sages. Who are the sages? Sages such as Shuka. Mukha means what? Mukha means so on. We don't give the list of all the sages. Only one sage's name is mentioned, Shuka. Shuka is one great sage. You know? Shuka. Shuka Mukha means Shuka onwards. All the sages such as Shuka, Shuka Maharshi, Shuka Mukha. So Shuka Mukha Muni, Mukha means Mudaliya. Shuka Mukha Munibihi Sevyamana Angri Padma. One name of Devi. Devi whose lotus feet are worshipped, are bowed to by great sages such as Shuka. Is it clear? Shuka, Shukar Mudaliya Munivarhalal Vanangapatta Tamare Tiruvadiyavale. See, they didn't give correct meaning. They didn't give all the meaning, isn't it? In Tamil, they haven't given, simply they even, okay, worshipped. There is no explanation for that. Angri Padma. Angri means feet. Padma means lotus. Angri Padma means lotus. Here, not lotus. Here we are not talking about the lotus or the feet. We are talking about the woman, Devi, whose lotus feet, she whose lotus feet are worshipped by great sages such as Shuka. O Devi, whose lotus feet are worshipped by great sages such as Shuka. All the words are vocative case. Shukha Mukha Munibis Sevyamana Angri Padma is the nominative. In vocative case, Shukha Mukha Munibis Sevyamana Angri Padme. Is it clear now? Is it clear or not?
Yes, sir.
Shringakshma Bhunnivase Shukha Mukha Munibis Sevyamana Angri Padme Swangachaya Vidhuta Amrutakara Suraradvahane Vaksavitri. The third adjective comes. Swa Angachaya Vidhuta Amrutakara Suraradvahana is a nominative. If we remove the A, make it A, it is nominative. Udal Vetrame. Nominative case. A long name. Sva Anga Swang. Sva Anga Chaya. Swanga Chaya. Vidhuta Amruta Kara. Surarad Vahana. So she. Who's endowed with a shukhas? She whose complexion defeated the moon and Airavatam elephant, that Indra's elephant. I tell you, swa, own, one's own. Anga, body. Chaya literally means a shade. But here, complexion. Anga chaya, the complexion of Devi's body. Vidhuta. Defeated. Defeated what? Amrita karaha. Amrita Karaha means the one who is of a pleasant rays of light. Amrita Karaha. Amrita Karaha means moon. You know, Astaka? Amrita Karaha means moon. And Surarat means Indra. Sura means Deva. Rat means king. King of Devas is called Indra. Surarat means king of Devas. Who is king of Devas? Indra. And Indra's vehicle is called Vahanam is what? Elephant, Airavata. And Airavata is supposed to be white, very white, Randiji. Bright white. Airavatam is a very, very white elephant. And here, Devi's complexion defeats even the moon, the which is of pleasant rays of light, pleasing rays of light, and also even Indra's Airavata. What does it mean? Devi's complexion means what? Devi is actually knowledge. That's what it's just said. Swa Angachaya, Swangachaya, Vidhuta Amrutakara Suraradvahana. One long name, long compound is the name of Devi. She whose complexion or he whose luster, body's luster defeats even the moon and Indra's Airavata. Is it clear? And O Hacha Devi, you're calling her. O Hacha Devi. Swangachaya Vidhutamratakara Suraradvahane. Third, three additions are over. Fourth adjective. Vak Savitri. See, sun is Savitri. Sun is called Savitri. Because he brings all beings into life. Sun brings all beings into life. Therefore, sun is called Savitri. One who gives life is Savitri. And here Vaksavitri means she who is the source of all knowledge, from whom all knowledge becomes manifest. All words, vak savitri, any number of words come out from the mouth, all the words are actually what? For any word to come, a meaningful sound to come out, to denote something, to indicate something, to communicate something, to convey something, to reveal something, a word must come out from where? Only knowledge, manifest knowledge. Therefore, Vak Savitri means she who really, from whom, she who delivers all the words, the deliverer of words. Devi is said to be the deliverer of words, Vak Savitri, which means knowledge. Devi is knowledge here, the manifest knowledge is Devi, and who, from where all the words become, all the words emerge. Therefore, the deliverer of all the words is what? Devi, Vak Savitri. Yes, Mitra. Vak Savitri. So, 1, 2, 3, 4 adjectives. Then fourth one. And she is Pujyamana. She is worshipped. How happily worshipped. Modataha Pujyamana. She is happily worshipped by Nikara. Who are the people who worship? Shambhu, Srinath, Mukhya, Amaravara Nikarehi. She who worshipped by the groups of the important devas, also Vishnu and Shiva. She who is worshipped by Shiva, Vishnu, and also all the devas, Mukhya Amaravara, the exalted devas. She who is worshipped by group of important devas, Vishnu and Shiva. Shambhu Srinatha. Shambhu means Shiva. Srinatha, Vishnu. Mukhya, you can say, Amaravara Nikarehi. She who is worshipped by the groups of devas and also Vishnu and Shiva. Okay, then fifth one. So Shringa Kshmabran Nivase, one word. Shukha Mukha Munibhi Sevyamana Angri Padme, number 2. Swangachaya Viduta Amritakara Suraradvahana, number 3. Vak Savitri, number 4. Shambhu Srinatha Mukhya Amaravara Nikare Modata Pujyamana, number 5. Kamalaja Daita, number 6. You call Devi by 6 names. And Kamalaja Daita means wife of Brahma. Calling her with all names, you are putting only one prayer. Sattvaram Mahyam Vidyam Shuddham Buddhincha Dehi. Give me knowledge and a pure mind which is required for that knowledge. Soon, quickly. When you ask for, when you want something from somebody, you have to learn the psychology from people. Make the person really, make the person, please the person. Not by simply flattering, by it's a fact. When you praise a person, all the words of praise must be a praise of facts. If you recognize the fact about the person and express that fact about the person, which is a praise, genuine praise, it is not flattery. The person acknowledges that you are recognizing that genuine quality in a person. That makes the person really happy. Okay, I am really good, I am good, and somebody appreciates their goodness and genuinely expresses it, and I must be genuinely good also. I must know what how I am good, and then other person recognizes my goodness. I acknowledge the person recognizes my goodness. That's again joy. I am good. I'm not all good. Other person simply comes and tells me I'm good. I am very happy. Somebody tells me I am happy. There is no honesty on my part. There is honesty on the part of the other person also. Isn't it? The hutch is called a flattery. The praise and flattery is the difference. The person genuinely recognizes your goodness and expresses that goodness, acknowledges that goodness. That is real praise. Then that praises the person. So here when we take every word on all these six names, what to talk about Devi, every word is a fact. It's a fact. Therefore, and when you really praise the person from whom you expect the help, the person is pleased. And then you put your what you actually ask. You are such a great person. Really, you have all this. So you can do. You can definitely help me with this. What? Give me knowledge. Give me pure mind. Vidyam, Shuddham, Buddhimcha, Dehi. Is it beautiful? Sometimes, you know, most of the times, when we want to get things done, we go and flatter a person. The person really doesn't, is not that. Because I want the help from the person. I don't care. And in my mind, I don't have really goodness about the person. In the heart of the heart, I know this person is not right. But still, I simply praise. Simply, I flatter. Because I have to get my things done. There's no honesty on my part. No honesty on the person, part of the person also. That person also helps because he is flattered simply. He doesn't deserve what he is praised. Isn't it? This is not genuine praise. Devi is really of this nature. And we recognize that nature. And we genuinely tell her. So then it pleases. And after that, you are capable of doing this for me. Please give me knowledge and pure mind.
Shungakshmabhannivase Shukamukhamunibhissevyamanangripadme Swangachaya vidhutamrutakara Suraradvahane Vaksavitri Shambhu Srinatha Mukhyamaravaranikarai Modadav Pujyamane Vidyam Shuddhancha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam.
I didn't get the old tune. I'm trying to get it.
Kalyadau Parvati Shav Kalyadau Parvati Shav Pravara Suraganav Prarthita Shrautavatma Prabalyam Netu Kamo Yativaravapushagatyayam Shringashaile Samstapyarcham Prachakre Bahuvidhanutibhissa Tvamindvardhachuda Vidyam Shuddham Cha Buddhim Kamala Jadayite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam. Kalyadau Parvati Shav Pravara Suraganav Prarthita Srautavatma Prabalyam Netu Kamo Yativaravapushagatyayam Shringashaile Samstapyarcham Prachakre Bahuvidhanutibhissa Tvamindvardhachuda Vidyam Shuddham Cha Buddhim Kamalajadayite Satvaram Dehi Mahyam.
Again, calling Devi, Kamalajadayite Satvaram Mahyam Vidyam Shuddham Cha Buddhim Dehi. This one line you can repeat, you don't need to translate. No? Kamalajadayite Mahyam Vidyam Shuddham Buddhim Cha Dehi. You know that. Please bless me with knowledge and pure mind, O wife of Brahma, Saraswati, Sharada. But now, explanation is given. See, Kalyadav. Kalyadav means in the beginning of Kali Yuga. Kali Adav. Adav means what? In the Adihi beginning. adau in the beginning. So in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Parvatishaha. Parvatishaha means what? Husband of Parvati is Parvati, Lord of Parvati, Shiva. Lord Shiva is called Parvatishaha. Parvatishaha Prarthitaha. Prarthita means requested and prayed. And he was prayed by whom? Prayed by Pravara Suraganaha. Exalted Devas. Lord Shiva was prayed to by the exalted Devas. When? In the beginning of Kali Yuga. Why did they pray? When did they pray in the beginning of Kali Yuga? Why did they pray? Because Shrauta Vartma Prabalyam. Shrauta Vartma. Shrauta Vartma Prabalyam Netu Kamaha. Vapusha Gatyayam Shringashaile. Yativara Vapusha. Yativara Vapusha Shringashaile. Samstapya Archam Prachakre. Bahuvidha Nutibihi. Sattvam Indvardha Chuda. Okay. See, the context is not given. See, it seems Devas went and prayed to Lord Shiva. Why did they pray? When did they pray? They prayed to Lord Shiva in the beginning of Kali Yuga. See, it seems the beginning of Kali Yuga, it is important for you to know. See, even today I tell you one thing. The non-Vedic religions, non-Vedic schools of thought, philosophers, Bauddhas, Jainas, they all do not, Nastikaha, the Nastika philosophers. Nastikaha means people who do not accept the Veda as the Pramana. So mainly Bauddhas and Jainas, the non-Vedic philosophers, the schools of people of non-Vedic schools of thought. So they were against Veda. Then what happened when the non-Vedic religions, or then we can say the people of this, they're called atheists. Atheist means not non-believers of God, but non-believers of the Veda. The people of this Nastika systems of philosophy, then they were against Veda and the Vedic. So there was possibility of Veda getting lost. That's the time all the Devas when it prayed to Lord Shiva in the beginning of Kali Yuga. Then Lord Shiva himself came into this world in the form of Adi Shankaracharya. It's a belief. Adi Shankara is incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva incarnated in the form of Lord Shankaracharya because of the prayers offered to by this other devas. So Pravara Suraganaha means exalted saints, the exalted devas prayed to Lord Shiva. So as a result of the prayer of the Devas, Lord Shiva being requested by the Devas, came into this world, Nima Shankara, in order to establish the Vedic way of life. So, Shrauta Vartma, Shrauta means Shruti, Vartma means way of life. Vartma literally means way, okay? Vartma literally means way, but Vartma here means way of life. Way of what? Way of life. And way of life enjoined by the Veda, Shruti, is called Shrauta. Anything pertaining to Shruti is called Shrauta. Anything pertaining to Shruti is called Shrauta. Veda is called Shruti. So anything but Shruti is called Shrauta. And Shrauta Vartma means the way of life enjoined by the Shruti is called Shrauta Vartma. And to popularize, to revive, to re-establish, to strengthen it, to make it stronger, strong, Lord Shiva himself came in the form of Adi Shankaracharya. That is what he says. Shrauta Vartma Prabalyam Netu Kamaha. See, Prabala means very strong. Prabalyam, strength. Okay, Prabalyam means what? Strength. Popular also. So Prabalyam Netu Kamaha means what? Netu Kamaha means wanting to, being desirous of making the Vedic way of life stronger or popular. To revive the Vedic way of life, being desirous of reviving the Vedic way of life and make it stronger, Lord Shiva, being requested by the sages, came in the form of renunciate. Yati vara vapusha. Yati hi means renunciate, sannyasi. Yati varaha again, sannyasi only, exalted sannyasi. Vapuha means body. So she came, he alone came in the form of Shankara, Adi Shankara. And he came, what did he do? In Sringeri, she installed Sharadamba, Sharada Devi. And also, he established the worship, established the Vedic way of life there. And he also established the different forms of worship being offered to Devi. And such Devi, you are such a Devi. O Devi, may you bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Is it clear? See, if you go, if you go to this Payani, there is Ivarmalai in Udmanir Udmalpet. Have you heard of Ivarmalai? Do you know Ivarmalai? See, there's the in between Udmalpet and Payani, there's one place called Ivarmalai. Actually, in Ivarmalai, if you go, we don't have anything else. There are rocks. There was Jainism very proper once upon a time. Even today we have slabs, some Tirthankaras lived there. We have the Jain teachings inscriptions there. Even today we have. And so a young couple who were in America, who come back to India now, they are IT professionals. They bought land there. They made one ashram there now, recently. That girl's name is Smriti Adinarayanan. His name is Adinarayanan. Tamil Brahmins. He has a young child. Must be much younger than me also. They have established an ashram there. And now what they do, they go to different places. They all had an international school somewhere near that big Nandi is there, no? Kapalghat Road. International school has started also. They had an ashram and they involved Krishnamar Varian, one of them, in that. They made him in there. They've been asking me to come and visit them. That girl is in touch with me also. And so they go around everywhere giving talks on Mahabharatam and all that. They go to universities, they tour all over, and they give talks. They teach more culture and just to help people understand things. They start from the master. yoga or something, but not traditional teaching, but they do something. That is when I came to know in Ayurmalai actually Jains were there. How popular Jains must have been. You go to Sringeri, near Sringeri, and the way to Sringeri is one place. It's called Tirthahalli. The name of the place itself is called Tirthahalli. Tirthahalli as a Hombuja Kshetram. Hombuja Kshetram, Tirthahalli, Humcha. Also called Humcha. Little colloquial language called Humcha or Hombuja Kshetram. And there a huge Jain mutt is there. Huge Jain mutt is there. Actually, I want to take Ranajit to show, but we didn't have much time. We were tired, so we came away. We must have been more time, you see. And because when in 1986 we had Sanskrit conference there, I stayed for 10 days, that's why I don't know the place. And then there, one of the richest mutts in India. If you go inside, there's a temple like us, like Padmavati temple, and there, we have the 14 Tirthankaras murtis, every murti, huge, like this size murtis, in emerald, ruby, and also a royal blue. They very rich mutt. A tiny little emerald, very transparent emerald, how expensive it is. They have the huge murtis, not like dull, the shivaling are very dull, what we see emerald there. Though Tirthankara's murtis are very, very transparent. You can see the glow. You can see the glow. The whole murti looks like an orange, like on a pink fruit. The Tirthankara's, 14 Tirthankara's murtis are of this size, these many different sizes. They have in mainly in blue, emerald and rubies. So, very rich mutt, one of the richest mutts. And they don't even keep outside. Somebody will go and steal and take away. They have very room, special room for that hall. And there, they put different cases, like different lockers like. And in each one, well protected each murti. Along the Tirthankara's murtis. So many. And they are locked very well. It's dark. Nobody can see. When you go as a very VIP, I went to the VIP. Okay? Therefore, they open one. They put the torchlight and show, oh my God, you should see the glow, how glow, the luster of that each murti. Emerald, close it, lock it, then they open other one. They'll show, this is a ruby like that. One richest mutts, Jain mutts, where? Just on the way to Sringeri. And near that, there's a Hariharapuram, where Shankaracharya's one branch mutt, Sringeri branch mutt is there. We went there to see that mutt. Which means, there was a time, the Jainas and Bouddhas were very popular, very strong, and they had a hold, isn't it? And there was a possibility of the Vedic way of life getting declined, isn't it? So Veda was, that is the time, it seems, all Devas went and prayed to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, requested by Devas, and incarnated himself as Shankara, and established Sharada Devi in Sringeri, and revived this Vedic way of life. Not only that, even established all forms of pujas for Devi. And it is such a Devi you are. So may you bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Is it clear? I'm not elaborating on it, just because I explained a lot. I'm just telling you so that you will, when you're chanting, you won't be blinking things.
Kalyadau Parvatishav Pravara Suraganav Prarthitas Srautavatma Prabalyam.
Actually, we should not break it. It's one long compound. Srautavatma Prabalyam Netukamaha. Is it? Being desirous of taking the Vedic way of life to popular, to light, to bring it to limelight, okay? To bring it to limelight. He says, and he appeared from a sannyasi, Yativara Vapusha, he came from a Shankaracharya. They established the Sharada Devi, installed Sharada Devi, and then having installed her, samsthapya having established, archam bahuvidha nutibihi prachakre, with different various hymns, he also worshipped you.
ஓ சச் தேவி சச் யூ துவம் இந்த சூடா இந்து அர்த்த சூடா. சி இந்து மீன்ஸ் மூன் அட்லி ஒன் திங் இந்து மீன்ஸ் மூன் இந்து அர்த்த மீன்ஸ் வாட் கிரசன்ட் மூன் சூடா மீன்ஸ் கிரசன்ட். ஷி ஹூ ஹேஸ் the half moon, the crescent of moon as her crest jewel. She who is endowed with crescent moon as her crest jewel. She who has crescent moon as her crest jewel. She is called Indvardha Chuda. Chuda means what? Crest jewel. Crest jewel is called Chuda. The Chuda Mani, Viveka Chuda Mani, isn't it? Crest jewel. Chuda means crest jewel and Indvardha means crescent moon. She who is endowed with crescent moon as her crest jewel is called Indvardha Chuda. Sharadamba's name is Indvardha Chuda. And you are such Indvardha Chuda, O Devi, may you bless me with knowledge and pure mind. கல்யாதோ பார்வதீஷ பிரவர சுரகண பிரார்த்தித ஸ்ரௌத பத்ம பிராபல்யம் நேது காமோ யதி வர வபுஷா கத்யாம் ஸ்ருங்க ஶைலே சம்ஸ்தாப்யார்ச்சாம் பிரசக்ரே பஹுவித நுதிபிஸ் ஸாத்வம் இந்த்வர்த சூடா. இந்த்வர்த சூடா இந்து அர்த்த இந்த்வர்த இந்த்வர்த சூடா வித்யாம் சுத்தாஞ்ச புத்திம் கமலஜதயிதே சத்வரம் தேஹி மஹ்யம். See, this is written by one of the Shringeri Acharyas. This was Narasimha Bharati, Shri சச்சிதானந்த சிவாபினவ நரசிம்ம பாரதி மகாஸ்வாமி இஸ் தி ஆத்தர் ஆஃப் திஸ் புக், ஆத்தர் ஆஃப் திஸ் திஸ் வர்சஸ். அண்ட் ஹீ சிம்பிளி யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க் ஃபார், யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் தேவி ஃபார் நாலெட்ஜ் அண்ட் பியூர் மைண்ட். பிகாஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் வி கேன் பை ஸ்டடிங் சாஸ்திரம் யூ கேன் கெட் தி ஞானம், பட் த மோஸ்ட் டிஃபிகல்ட் திங் இஸ் ஃபார் த நாலெட்ஜ் டு டேக் பிளேஸ். And for knowledge to be effective, what we need is mental purity. What obstructs us from attaining the knowledge? What obstructs us from enjoying the benefit of knowledge also? In spite of studying the Shastram, in spite of having understanding, I'm not enjoying the benefit of the knowledge, which means is what is obstructs me is my mental impurity. Isn't it? What I need is mental purity. So bless me with knowledge, bless me with the mental purity. Isn't it? So you seek Bhagavan's, Devi's grace, Sharada Devi's grace for mental purification. But in that context, how does he say? He also wants to educate us. There was a time Bauddhas and Jains were very strong. And that is when Adi Shankaracharya came. Sharada Devi, how did you come to Sringeri? You were installed here by Adi Shankaracharya. Isn't it? And he, it was Shankaracharya who revived this Vedic way of life, and thereby he also prepared all the different forms of worship, paddhati, the methods of worship, everything he re-established and revived. He organized it. Now what is happening then in Sringeri for ages? So while Shadi Shankaracharya made it happen that it, this puja, this puja, this puja, like that. So all this, so that's why Bahuvidha Nutibihi, with different hymns of praise, and he established the worship also. Isn't it? So that this cultural worship, this is a cultural form for us, and without which the Vedic religion would have died. The religious culture, Vedic culture is a religious culture, and which is based on the spiritual vision, which would have died without that. Died means what? It needs, the Vedic culture, religious culture, it really, the cultural forms alone help this, the spirit behind the form survive. Even today. You know, many other countries, many cultures disappeared because the invasion of this Islamic invasion really eroded the culture because they don't have the cultural forms. Our cultural forms, even though the spirit behind the cultural forms are very, very abstract and subtle. It takes ages for people to appreciate the vision. But still the cultural form, the forms really keep the vision and survive. Because abstract, the form, the spirit behind the form is abstract. The forms are gross. The gross forms, cultural forms, preserve the abstract subtle vision. That's why the culture survives even today without getting eroded. In front of all the onslaughts, invasions. How many people came here? And that's what I'm saying. We are really, see, in the North India, I really feel sad. Very rotten, but still we survive as a Hindu country, isn't it? Now, in the context, I wanted to understand why. He wants to educate people. He only simply prayed, "Oh Sharada Devi, please bless me on jnanam and also pure mind." You are sitting gone. He says, you were established, installed and worshipped, established, revived by Shankaracharya. He came from the sannyasi. And who is Shankaracharya who came from sannyasi? The Yativara Vapusha, in the form of a monk, in the form of a renunciate. Who came? Lord Shiva himself came here. So when you respect your teacher so much, my God, this Shankara, he died at the age of 32, and before he died, he has done so much. He did commentaries on all 11 Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Sutras, and he conducted many. He conducted all everywhere. He had debates, and he won. He convinced, and he traveled all over India. He established 4 months. He created 4 teachers, and he had not an easy joke. What is the age? 32. He died. He disappeared from the world. Which means how hard work he must have been. He must have been very, very hard working. An easy joke and a total dedication to the cause. And renunciate means what? His mind did not have anything other than the Shastram. Isn't it? And he could do because that is why he could revive it. Otherwise easily this Vedic religion could have been eroded. So he also wants us to, Acharya, Dasama Bharati wants us to see, not an easy joke, what he did. And it is that Sharada Devi, and whose pujas have been, no, and he worshipped you with the very various hymns of praise. Oh, that Devi, may you bless me with knowledge and pure mind. Nice, isn't it?
पापौघं ध्वंसयित्वा बहुजनिरचितं किञ्च पुण्यालिमारात् सम्पाद्यास्तिक्य बुद्धिं श्रुतिगुरुवचने वचनेष्वादरं भक्तिदार्ढ्यं देवाचार्य पापौघं ध्वंसयित्वा पापौघं ध्वंसयित्वा बहुजनिरचितं किञ्च पुण्यालिमारात् सम्पाद्य आस्तिक्य बुद्धिं श्रुतिगुरुवचनेष्वादरं भक्तिदार्ढ्यं देवाचार्यद्विजातिष्वपि मनुनिवहे तावकीने वितांतम नितांतम.
This is long prayer. One whole verse is a verse of prayer only. Main prayer is what? Hey Kamalajja Dayite, wife of Brahma, give me quickly, soon, knowledge and a pure mind. Vidyam Dehi, Shuddham Buddhim Cha Dehi. As a main prayer. But here he says, to have jnanam, to have mental purity,
you also need to do this for me. He is saying first, Bahu Jani Rachitam Papaugam Dvamsayitva. Papa Ogaha means the abundance of, you know, papams I have. Papam means sin, isn't it? Papa Ogaha means what? Ogaha means kutam. Ogaha means the bundles. Papaugaha means bundle of papam sins. In both punyam and papam also. So papaugam dvamsayitva. This papaugaha, sanchita karma, the huge bundle of sanchita karma which I have in my account, isn't it? And there comes again and again in the form of paradha, isn't it? So that when did I earn? Bahu jani rachitam. Rachita means accumulated in many births. Sanchita karma, abundance of the big huge bundle of sanchita karma, papams, wrong results of wrong actions, accumulated in many lives. Bahu jani rachitam, in many janmas accumulated the bundle of results of wrong actions. What should do? Dvamsayitva. Dvamsayitva means removing them all, destroying them all. Okay? Destroying, removing all these bundles of papa karma accumulated in many lives. Bahujani rachitam papaugam dvamsayitva. Then, kincha, and also punyalim. Punyalim arat, that was understood. Giving me the mental disposition to be righteous. Punyalihi means what? Giving me the mental disposition to be righteous. See, here we need Bhagavan's grace to have a strong mind to be righteous, strong will. So punyalim means what? Punyalihi, one word itself, he says, having blessed me, having given me the strength to be righteous, strong will to do the right actions. Isn't it? So you have, O Devi, you have, having destroyed, having removed the bundles of the results of wrong actions accumulated in many janmas, and blessing me with strong will not to go against dharma. It's called punyali. Then, further, what did he do? Astikya buddhim sampadya. Having blessed me with, sampadya means what? Having helped me earn, Arnaji, having helped me earn the faith. Astikya buddhi means faith. Having helped me earn the faith, discover faith, having helped me discover faith in astikya buddhi means faith. Sampadya means having helped me have or discover astikya buddhi, the faith in Veda, the teacher. Understand? Shruti guru vachaneshu astikya buddhi.
having faith in the Shastram and the teacher. See, it is very easy not to have faith in teacher. It is natural not to trust the teacher, not to have trust in the Shastram. What should I believe what the Veda says? What should I have faith in the Veda? After all, what is the proof? It is a timeless scripture. What's the proof? It's a means of knowledge. What's the proof? The teacher will help me discover the truth. What's the proof? Of course, there are also fake teachers. Very difficult. So, to find the right teacher and to have trust, faith in the teacher. To find, and then also find the teaching also. Very difficult, Ranaji, very difficult. So, it is not at all, it is easy not to have faith in Veda and the teacher. It is difficult to have faith in the Veda and the teacher. Isn't it? So here, you need some sort of mental disposition to have that faith. So here he says, only Bhagavan's grace, Devi's grace, helped me discover faith in the Shastram and the teacher. So Astikya Buddhihi means another faith. So have being endowed with the mental disposition that I am able to have faith in Shastram and the teacher. And that, how did I get it? Because of your grace. So Astikya Buddhim Sampadya. So having blessed me with that faith in the Vedas, Veda and the teacher, the words of teacher and the word, Shastram, Shruti Guru Vachaneshu, Adaram Bhakti Dardhyam, and also Bhakti Dardhyam, having strengthened my Dardhyam means, now having made my devotion, commitment to the Shastram strong. Having made my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge strong. Bhakti Dardhyam. Dardhyam means strength. Firmness, Ranaji. Firmness. Having blessed me with the firmness of my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Bhakti means commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is real bhakti. So the bhakti dardhyam means having Devi's grace has, we need Devi, Bhagavan's grace, Devi's grace, to have firmness in our commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. So being firm in our commitment, the pursuit of knowledge is called Bhakti Dardhyam. Dridhata, firmness. Dardhyam means firmness. My commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is not weak. It is strong and firm. Isn't it? So because of Devi's grace, our commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is firm and strong. And because of Devi's grace, my faith in Shastram and Guru, the words of Guru and Shastram is possible. Because of Devi's grace, I have the mental disposition to be righteous, do the right action. Isn't it? To do only punya karma. Only because of grace of Devi, papa karmas, bundles of papam, accumulate many janmas, get removed. He mentions all these so beautiful verses, isn't it? What all we can get done if we have grace. We need grace for all this. See, if all my the bundles of papam have to be removed, we need grace. I need to have the disposition to be righteous always consciously, to use my will properly, make use of my will, I need Bhagavan's grace, Devi's grace. And to have even the faith in the words of Shastram and the teacher, I need grace. And if my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge must be firm and strong, not weak. I am committed to Shastram, not that strong, isn't it? The firmness in my commitment to pursuit of knowledge, because of grace. And second, now he says, Deva Acharya Dvijatishu Api Manu Nivahe Tavakine Nitantam. Then, Deva, all these Devatas, Ranaji, every natural phenomenon which is looked upon as manifestation of Ishvara is called Devata. Every small phenomenon, if you look at it as manifestation of knowledge and Ishvara, illumination of consciousness, is called Devata. I can look at this mic as simply as a mic. I can look at it as a given phenomenon. It serves a purpose. It involves certain knowledge. Isn't it? Look at it as Devata. It can be sun, it can be moon, a tree, or every being here. Every natural phenomenon, if there's appreciation of being able to look at everything as manifestation of knowledge, as manifestation of Ishvara, the illumination of consciousness is Devata. Then once I look at his Devata, there's abundance of reverence in everything, isn't it? So he says, Deva. Deva means Devata. Acharya, the teacher, the same teacher in whose words I have faith, the teacher who lives the teaching, therefore he is called Acharya. The teacher not simply, the teacher cannot be teacher unless he lives the teaching. So Acharya is the one who lives the teaching also. Acharya. So in teacher, with reference to teachers, with reference to Devatas, and Dvijatihi. Dvijatihi means, Arnaji, the people who are committed to live a life of Dharma, who are committed to the study of the Shastram, and who live the teachings of the Shastram, are called Dvijateha. Dvijatihi means a twice born, a Brahmin. Dvijatihi means a twice born. The twice born is the one who is given to study of the Shastram and who lives the Shastram. Isn't it? Dvijatishu. In all of them, so with reference to Devatas, with regard to Devatas, with regard to the teacher, with regard to all these other, the righteous people, who are committed, who live Shastram, who study Shastram, isn't it? And also, Manu Nivahaha. Manu means mantra here. In all the mantras, mantras pertaining to Bhagavan. Tavakina means your. Mantras pertaining to you. So, mantras pertaining to the Lord. In all of them, Nitantam Bhakti, in all of them, total commitment, respect, Bhakti Dardyam. So firm devotion to all of them. See, firm devotion to all of them is possible only when there's a firm devotion, my commitment, there's a firm commitment. The firmness in my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. See, firm devotion to all of them presupposes what? Implies a firmness in my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. So may, O Devi, Sharada, Saraswati, may you do all this for me. Above all, may you bless me with knowledge and a pure mind. Here is complete verse prayer. We seek, we surrender ourselves to Devi. We genuinely request her, pray to her to bless us with everything. May all my sins, may all my bundles of papa karmas, aggravated many janmas, be removed by your grace. May I be blessed with the this position that I use my will. I make the best use of my will. You seek Bhagavan's grace, Devi's grace. The second prayer. So may you bless me with the firm, and the bless me with the faith in the words of the teacher and the Shastram. And may you bless me with the firmness in my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. And may you bless me with devotion towards all these things, the Acha Devatas, the teacher, and all the people who are committed to the Shastram and who live Shastram. Thereby may you bless me with knowledge and a pure mind, which is very much needed for the knowledge to become effective. Is it clear? It's a beautiful verse.
Papaugham dhumsayitva bahujani rachitam kincha punyali marat sampadhyastikya buddhim shuti guru vachane shvadaram bhaktidardyam devacharya dvijatishvapi muninivahe tavakini nitantam vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamalajadayite sattvaram dehi mahyam.
What did I, let me get to that tune, correct tune again. I'll teach you again. Make you chant it. You can memorize it. This third verse, amazing verse. Every verse is beautiful. That's okay. This is Paramartha made very simple tune. He popularized actually speaking.
Papaugam dhamsayitva bahujani rachitam kincha punyali marat sampadhyastikya buddhim suti guru vachane shvadaram bhakti dadyam devacharya dvijatishvavi muni nivahe tavakine nitantam vidyam shuddhancha buddhim kamala jadayite sattvaram dehi mahyam.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.